Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So ice. We love our ice in Minnesota. And, it's never perfectly safe. But, you know, nobody wants to take chances. But I'm always amazed. The locals know when the ice is safe. The ice is safe when, you know, Jack, who lives down the street and has the big Suburban, when Jack can drive his Suburban across the lake, then okay. He made it okay. It's fine. Lisa Dugan is in charge of boat and water safety for the Minnesota DNR. Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me.
That's probably not a good way to do it, right? I mean, wait for somebody else to drive their big SUV across the lake. What do you tell people? And I'm sure you get this question all the time in terms of relative safety. How do you really know?
Right. And, you know, you kind of hit on a couple funny things that people tend to turn towards, you know, social media and what's being posted to check if ice is safe. Mm-hmm. You see people taking a big rock from shore and throwing it out onto the ice to check if ice is safe. And that's really not the best way to do it. The really only real way to know, you know, the quality of the ice and how thick it is to get out there and check for yourself. And, you know, there's such varying conditions across the state right now that it's really important to be doing that each time you think about stepping foot on the ice or driving out onto the ice, is to checking those conditions. You know, you can talk to local experts, talk to people who have been out on the ice who are familiar with the area. Like you said, it's the residents that know that there's a spring that comes in a certain direction,
right,
and you know that area tends to be dangerous. Stay away from there. Those kind of things are really important to know if you're on a lake that you're not familiar with.
And the channels, too. You always have to watch the channels.
Yes. Yep. The channels, those tend to be areas, I mean, especially right now, to just steer clear of.
So where is ice fishing going strong as we speak?
Well, it's definitely happening. You know, it's everyone's anxious to get out there as soon as they can. And, you know, kind of the conditions are just from lake to lake, and the rivers are still open. There's areas that are relatively, you know, would have enough ice to go out onto in northern Minnesota. A couple things that happened with the recent weather was that we got a covering of snow across the state.
Which is an insulator,
ice.
Right? I mean, snow, you'd think that would be a good thing, but it actually can slow the ice formation process, right?
You are exactly right. And that's on top of ice that wasn't so great to start out with. We had a really great kickoff to the ice season with some cold temperatures that we were making that really nice solid ice.
Mm-hmm.
And then it warmed up. We got some snow on top of ice that was deteriorating. So when you are out on the lake or on any body of water measuring the ice, make sure that you're clearing that snowpack away first to get down to the ice, and then taking into consideration on the ice sheet that you're on that extra weight is on there from the snow.
Any other words of wisdom for people that want to get out there that, you know, have a hankering to do some fishing or maybe get the sleds out onto the ice? What are some of the go-to sites? And I know you have an amazing interactive capabilities with the Minnesota DNR. Where can people go online to get the most up-to-date information, Lisa?
Sure. So we have on our website, there's a lot of there's free brochures, there's tips, there's a lot of really great safety information at mndnr.gov/icesafety,
okay,
where you can find information to, I mean, prepare yourself for the, you know, what ifs that if you do fall through the ice, give yourself the best chance of survival. Wear a life jacket if you're walking on the ice or a float coat. Bring ice picks, carry an ice chisel if you're walking out. A few small items that take a really short amount of time to prepare that truly will save your life should you fall through. It gives you that chance to get out of that bad situation and get back to safety. So just a little bit of prep can help you at the end.
Absolutely. And can you go over the numbers? And I don't mean to ambush you if you don't have these right off the top of your head, but how many inches of ice do you need to walk, to take a snowmobile, to drive a vehicle? I mean, what, it's anywhere from 4 to 12 inches, right?
Yep, you're right. So we recommend, and these are minimum recommendations, 4 inches for walking out onto the ice, and then 5 to 7 inches of new clear ice for snowmobiles or ATVs. And in the last couple of recent years, we added a couple extra inches for those ATVs to take into account the larger side-by-sides that are becoming more popular.
Right.
Because, I mean, this is a troubling trend that we've seen. The last two ice seasons, every single ice fatality has involved an ATV or snowmobile.
Oh, really?
And that's...
Okay.
It's you know, it's a popular way. You can get out into areas that are easier to access if you have those machines. But take into account the weight of your gear, if there's a trailer on the back, you know, and make sure you're checking the ice as you're going. Don't travel at night. Don't overdrive your headlights so you don't have that stopping time on the ice if you're not familiar with an area. There's, you know, more things to take into consideration with that.
I have a Ram pickup, and looks like pickup's 12 to 15 inches of consistently thick ice. Wow.
Yes.
All right. Well,
yes, that's right.
And this mild period, relatively mild through much of next week. And then, January is our coldest month of the year. And I know we're going to get smacked a few times. So the ice may not be totally safe until mid-January, even late January here in the Twin Cities. But Lisa Dugan, again, boat and water safety at the Minnesota DNR. We appreciate what you and your team do over there. And have a wonderful holiday season.
You too. Thanks for getting the message out, Paula.
You bet. Thanks, Lisa.
All right. Take care.
I want to do some ice fishing now. It's really an excuse to go out and drink, isn't it? If you catch fish, all the better. But
for a lot of people, I think that's what it's
bonding
all about.
And having a few beers, getting away from, you know, the significant other and the honey-do list. And yeah.
If
I get that.
If you've never spent the night out on a body of water in an ice house, it's an experience. Even if you're not into fishing, I recommend heading up to Lake Mille Lacs or wherever and spending a night out on the lake. And you can hear it.
Just
like
the sounds.
It's like thunder.
Yeah.
The ice kind of cracking and shifting below you, even though it's, you know, it's maybe 24 inches thick and totally safe. It's quite an experience.
It's alive. It's alive. There's something beneath you.
You know, it's another fun thing to do out on lakes that I remember doing as a kid. We'd go to Parker's Lake in Plymouth, and we'd go ice skating. But sometimes the whole lake would be clear, and it's not that big a lake. So we would skate all the way across the lake. It's probably a quarter mile or something like that. But there's something cool about just being on open ice.
Yeah.
And just letting a rip as fast as you can on a pair of hockey skates. And you don't have to stop. There's no boards. There's nothing in your way. You just take off across the lake. That's fun.
But having that clear ice like that, that doesn't seem to happen very often.
Well,
when
no,
it does, you have
to
jump on it.
Yes, yes. You need no snow or enough winds to clear the snow.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty rare, but it's pretty cool if you can get that opportunity.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.